I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free. Set her free. Set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ. I know you're gonna have your way. Yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear it say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now cast all your cares on Him, the Lord, free your mind. Despite the pain you feel, now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother. Though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah. Just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, God will change. So now, cast all your cares on Him. Love will free your mind. Despite the pain you feel, say, I'm praying. I'm praying for you. Yeah. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody say it tonight. Things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship Him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. So what you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say it. Thank you.
me to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God says it's already better.
I hear it.
I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room.
We're patiently waiting.
for you.
praise your mighty name. I rise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of devils, from temptations and vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in multitude. I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel and merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against black laws of pagandom, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witches and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul. Christ, to shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me an abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right side, Christ on my left side, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. I rise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. Daily intercessory prayer. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up every person in my family, in my prayer circle, and on my prayer request list, and any and everyone who needs prayer, named or unnamed, in whatever it is that you know he or she may be needing this day. And may their life be full of your peace, prosperity, and power as they seek to have a closer relationship with you. For you are Yahweh the Lord, El Elyon the Most High, El Shaddai the Almighty, Elohim the Sublime God, Adonai my Lord and Master, Jehovah Jireh my Provider, Jehovah Rapha my Healer, Jehovah Imkedesh my Sanctifier, Jehovah Nisi my Victory, my Banner, Jehovah Shalom my Peace, Jehovah Tsidkenu my Righteousness, Jehovah Rohi, my Shepherd, and Jehovah Shammah, my Helper. As you said in your word, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. And all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. And in believing in your word, I commit to trust in you, Lord, with all my heart, and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge you, and know that you will direct my path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings in my life. And I thank you in advance for all the blessings I'm about to receive for being obedient to your word. I thank you for blessing me, my family, my loved ones, and everyone else who needs prayer this day, named or unnamed, in the name of Jesus. All these things I ask, in Jesus' name, amen. Daily intercession prayer. I have a blood covenant with a Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, and we are righteous in him, and you cannot cross over the blood of Jesus. I now cast all of your demonic forces back into the pit from which they came in Jesus' name. Ministering spirits, I loose you to go forth and bring in the petitions for which I have prayed for in Jesus' name. For your word says that let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, James 1:6. And I am asking in faith for all these petitions said herein, according to Mark 11:23 and 24 and Isaiah 55:11. Because I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that whatever I ask in prayer, I will receive, and I believe what I say will come to pass, according to Mark 11:23 and 24, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, your word says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. And Father, I believe that we as followers of them who through faith and patience will inherit the promises of God, Hebrews 6:12, because he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20, and that all our needs are being met by his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19, amen and amen. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of every work, curse, or spell prayed for me and my family that is contrary to your will for our lives. I thank you now that all bondage, curses, or spells, or negative words that are contrary to your word are broken from any manipulating prayers in the name of Jesus, and that we will not allow the devil to put weeds in our seeds at any time in Jesus' name. We confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that all those mountains we spoke to are gone and remain gone from our lives in Jesus' name. I declare that the favor of God goes before me today and that I am blessed with divine favor, prosperity, and divine health, and that I receive all of your benefits and promises of God for the whole family. As you have said in your word, I thank you, Father, for your multitude of tender mercies and grace, and that you are born of God. The wicked one touches me not, 1 John 5:18, for my life is hid in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:57. Father, I thank you and praise you for your word, and that no word proceedeth out of my mouth and returneth to me void. I thank you and praise you that you watch over your word to perform it. Exodus 33:2 says that you will indeed send an angel to war on our behalf. Hebrews 1:14 tells me that are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? We have inherited salvation through what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us. Wholeness, restoration, preservation, healing, and soundness. So we have the confidence that the ministering spirits are going forth to minister for us on our behalf and restore wholeness to all aspects of our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you for this day. I thank you for my being able to see and hear this morning. I'm blessed because you are a forgiving God and an understanding God. You have done so much for me, and you keep on blessing me. Forgive me this day, for I have sinned. I ask now for forgiveness. Keep me safe from all danger and harm. Let me start this day with a new attitude and plenty of gratitude. Let me make the best of each and every day, and give my best in all that is put before me. Clear my mind that I can hear from you. Broaden my mind that I can accept all things. Let me continue to see sin through your eyes and acknowledge it as evil. And when I sin, let me repent and confess with my mouth my wrongdoing and receive the forgiveness of God. And when this world closes in on me, let me remember to slip away and find a quiet place to pray. It is the best response when I am pushed beyond my limits. I know that when I can't pray, you listen to my heart. Continue to use me to do thy will. Continue to bless me that I may be a blessing to others. Keep me strong that I may help the weak. Keep me uplifted that I may have words of encouragement for others. I pray for those that are lost and can't find their way. I pray for those that are misjudged and misunderstood. I pray for those who refuse to share a word from you. I pray for those who don't know you intimately. I pray for those who will not share the word with others. I pray for those that don't believe. But I thank you that I believe that you change people and you change things. I pray for all my brothers and sisters, for each and every family member in their households. I pray for peace, love, and joy in their homes, and that they are out of debt and all their needs are met. I pray that every eye that hears this knows that there is no problem, circumstance, or situation greater than you, Lord. Every battle is in your hands for you to fight. I pray that these words be received into the hearts of everyone who hears them and every mouth that confesses them willingly. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, bless me and my family and all those who are close to me, as well as those who are on my prayer list in a special way. Open supernatural doors in their life today. Save and set free. Give them a double portion of your spirit as we take back everything the devil has stolen. Emotional health, physical health, finances, relationships, children, jobs, homes, and marriages. I cancel every plot, plan, and scheme the enemy has devised against them in the matchless name of Jesus. And I declare, no weapon formed against them will prosper. I speak life into every dead situation. And I thank you that nothing is over until you say it's over. I speak prophetically into all our lives and to all our situations. Our households are blessed. Our health is blessed. Our marriages are blessed. Our finances are blessed. Our jobs are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our grandchildren are blessed. Our parents are blessed. Our siblings are blessed. Our ministries are blessed. And our decisions are blessed. Husbands are on the way. Wives are on the way. Mortgages are paid and canceled. And our heart's desires are on the way according to your perfect will and plan for our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind the wills of every person, known or unknown, that I am naming within my family, friends, or prayer list. I bind them to the will and mind of Christ. I bind our body, soul, and spirit to the mind, emotions, purposes, and will of God for our lives. I bind our mind, will, and emotions to the will of God. I bind us to the truth and the blood of Jesus. I bind our minds to the mind of Christ, that the very thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart would be within our thoughts. I bind our feet to the paths of righteousness. that their steps would be steady and sure. I bind each of us to God's timing in our lives. I bind us to the work of the cross with all its mercy, grace, love, forgiveness, and dying to self. I loose every old, wrong, ungodly pattern of thinking, attitude, desire, idea, belief, motivation, habit, and behavior from us. I tear down, crush, smash, and destroy every stronghold associated with these things. I loose any stronghold in our lives that has been justifying and protecting hard feelings against anyone. I loose the strongholds of unforgiveness, fear, and distrust from us. I loose the power and effects of deceptions and lies from us. I loose confusion and blindness of the God of this world from our mind that has kept us from seeing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I call forth every precious word of Scripture that has ever entered into our mind and heart that it would rise up in power within us. In the name of Jesus, I loose the power and effects of any harsh word, hard word, word curses spoken to, about, or by us. I loose all generational bondages and associated strongholds from us. I loose all effects and bondages and associated strongholds from us that may have been caused by mistakes we have made. Father, in the name of Jesus, I crush, smash, and destroy generational bondages of any kind from mistakes made at any point between generations. I destroy them right here, right now. They will not bind and curse any more members of these families. I bind the strong man Satan that we may spoil his house, taking back sevenfold every material and spiritual possession he has wrongfully taken from us. I loose the enemy's influences over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. I loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device he may bring into our sphere of influences during this day. I loose all negative influences of the world from us. I crush and smash all the deceptions the enemy may try to use to confuse us. I tear apart, wreck, crack, crush, and rip asunder the effects of the enemy in every area of our lives. Finances, families, homes, work, and businesses. I bind and loose these people in Jesus' name. God has given me the keys and the authority to do so. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Psalms 118:25. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Psalms 25:12-13. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Deuteronomy 8:18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant for which he swore to your father as it is this day. Deuteronomy 28:1-6-8. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which he has set before you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you come out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouse, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Matthew 6:32. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings, there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Mark 10:29-30. Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left houses, brothers, sisters, fathers, mother, wife, children, or lands for my sake and the gospel, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, or brothers, or sisters, father, or mother, wife, or children, or lands with persecutions, and in the day to come, eternal life. John 16:23-24. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37:34. Wait on the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Mark 10:24. Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. 1 Timothy 6:9-10. But those who desire to be rich fall into a temptation and a snare, and to many foolish and harmful lusts, which destroy men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Psalms 35:27-28. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Jeremiah 33:9. Then it shall be to me a name, a joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity I provide for it. Deuteronomy 29:9. Therefore keep the word of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Psalms 118:28-29. You are my God, I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Lord, your word says that let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, James 1:6. And I'm asking in faith that you create a miracle of debt cancellation, because I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that whatever I ask in prayer, I will receive, because I believe what I say will come to pass according to Mark 11:23-24. I will have what I say in Jesus' name. And Father, your word says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, and it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. I thank you, Father, that we can speak to this mountain of debt, and it shall be removed
and cast into the sea in Jesus' name. And Father, I believe that we as followers of them who through faith and patience will inherit the promises of God according to Hebrews 6:12, because He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I bind the strong man in the spirit of debt according to Matthew 12:29. Spirit of debt, you are bound for the rest of my life and my family's life, and you cannot interfere or cause influence in my finances anymore this day. Praying for the peace of God in your home. Father, in Jesus' name, I come into your presence now to thank you for all that you are doing on behalf of my family. As your child, I stand before you to receive the provisions you have made for us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He has washed us clean from sin, sickness, and all that Satan would bring. Thank you, Father. Your word says that through wisdom this house is built, and through understanding it is established. By knowledge the chambers are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Wealth and riches shall be in this house, and our righteousness endures forever. I thank you, Father, that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near this dwelling. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but this house shall stand. This house is blessed with your life, your joy, and your peace. The peace of God reigns in each of our lives. With open hearts, we receive your perfect will for us. Each day we look to you as the light that shows us the way through every situation and circumstance that arises. With boldness we proclaim this day, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Psalms 1:1-6. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Psalms 3:3. You, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. Psalms 7:9-10. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright. Psalms 10:14-15. But you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you, O Lord. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. Psalms 11:3-7. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire, and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. Psalms 18, 18:28-32. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield for all those who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. Psalms 18:47-48. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise up against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Psalms 37:1-24. Don't be worried on the account of the wicked. Don't be jealous of those who do wrong. They will soon disappear like grass that dries up, and they will die like the plants that wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and be safe. Seek your happiness in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Give yourself to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will help you. He will make your righteousness shine like the noonday sun. Be patient and wait for the Lord to act. Don't be worried about those who prosper or those who succeed in their evil plans. Don't give in to worry or anger. It only leads to trouble. Those who trust in the Lord will possess the land, but the wicked will be driven out. Soon the wicked will disappear. You may look for them, but you won't find them. But the humble will possess the land and enjoy prosperity and peace. The wicked man plots against the good man and glares at him with hate. But the Lord laughs at the wicked man because he knows they will soon be destroyed. The wicked draw their swords and bend their bows to kill the poor and needy, to slaughter those who do what is right. But they will be killed by their own swords, and their bows will be smashed. The little that a good man owns is worth more than the wealth of all the wicked, because the Lord will take away the strength of the wicked, but protect those who are good. The Lord takes care of those who obey him, and the land will be theirs forever. They will not suffer when time of famine, but the wicked will die. The enemies of the Lord will vanish like wild flowers. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked man borrows and never pays back, but the good man is generous with his gifts. Those who are blessed by the Lord will possess the land, but those who are cursed by him will be driven out. The Lord guides a man in the way he should go and protects those who please him. If they fall, they will not stay down, because the Lord will help them up. Turn away from evil and do good, and your descendants will always live in the land. For the Lord loves what is right and does not abandon his faithful people. The righteous will possess the land and live in it forever. A good man's words are wise, and he is always fair. He keeps the law of his God in his heart and never departs from it. A wicked man watches a good man and tries to kill him, but the Lord will not abandon him to his enemy's power or let him be condemned when he is on trial. Put your hope in the Lord and obey his commandments. He will honor you by giving you the land, and you will see the wicked driven out. The Lord saves the righteous men and protects them in times of trouble. He helps them and rescues them. He saves them from the wicked because they go to him for protection. Psalms 56:10. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you, Lord. In God, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the people, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. God, I will praise His word. In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Psalms 59, 1, 2, and 10. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies. Psalm 64, 2 through 10. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, bitter words that they may shoot in secret of the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who will see this? Who will see them? They devise iniquities. They have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of a man are deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So He will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider His doing. Psalm 71, 4 and 5. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are He who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of you. O God, do not be far from me. O God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. Psalms 121, 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence my help comes. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Psalms 140, 1 through 13. Deliver me from evil. Preserve me from the violent men who plan all evil things in their heart. They continually gather together for war. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent. The poison of asps is under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have purposed to make my steps stumble. The proud have hidden a snare for me, and cords, they have spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked scheme, lest they be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, let the evil of their lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not a slanderer be established in the earth. Let the evil hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Psalms 141:6-10. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. Keep them from the snares that they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I escape safely. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He will also hear the cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Confessions of Victory. In the name of Jesus, I am more than a conqueror, even in darkness. Right now, I prepare my way with the anointed word of God. I have been honored with the right to execute judgment written in Jesus' name. When I speak God's word, even in the midst of darkness, I shall have light, victory all the time. That's mine, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. I overcome the world with victory Jesus has obtained. I maintain the victory Jesus has obtained. In the name of Jesus, I declare right now that my God always causes me to have the decisive, settled victory in everything through the anointing. And I always have victory over my enemies because God shows favor to me. In Jesus' name, I will change my focus from the world to the Word and expect a miracle. I expect a miracle every day. God always causes me to have victory every day. Miracles are available every day. Therefore, I expect a miracle every day. In the name of Jesus, I am an overcomer. I have been born of God. This is a victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. In the name of Jesus, my part in the fellowship of his love is the key to victory that Jesus obtained. In the name of Jesus, offenses will never hurt me. I declare I am not self-assured. I am God-assured. In the name of Jesus, my victory comes by refusing to judge by what my eyes see and what my ears hear. But my victory comes by trusting what God has promised me. In the name of Jesus, I declare I have victory all the time. In the name of Jesus, I am a son of God, and I declare now the battle will soon become a meal. It will become an experience that will nourish and build me up spiritually. In the name of Jesus, I declare breakthrough, come forth. I command you, let the redeemed of the Lord come forth in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I will maintain that victory. Thank you, Father. I am triumphant over the enemy. I am an overcomer. I am a victor in the anointed Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I don't have because I don't expect. But now I expect. Not every now and then, but every day. Every day I expect a miracle. Every day I expect a favor from God. Every day I expect triumph, victory, and success. It's been made available. I have an expected end, and it shall not be cut off. In the name of Jesus, miracles are available. Increase is available. Healing is available. And joy is available. In the name of Jesus, I expect what has been made available to me by the anointed Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare I have victory all the time.